Getting back to normal is a distant prospect for many in Japan. Few people doubt that the country will recover eventually. For now, though, every major decision in Japan is being weighed against the unfolding national tragedy. Here's one example. Japan's baseball season was due to start on Friday. A lot of people felt that was just too soon, with the country still coping with recovering bodies, clearing the rubble, and cooling crippled nuclear reactors. So the season's going to start later, just 4 days later. Ken Belson of the New York Times is now in Tokyo, and we think, Ken, of Japanese society as being quite civil. So I wonder, in terms of baseball as an issue and when the season begins, how controversial an issue is it?
It's actually quite controversial, not just because there's the somewhat predictable debate about whether it's time or whether we're ready as a group here to play baseball or play a game when other people are suffering so much. But there's this other element here in Tokyo because of the disabled nuclear plants. There's a shortage of electricity, and they're having rolling blackouts. And that gives that extra sense that perhaps baseball is a little more frivolous than normal under the circumstances.
So why is this an important issue for Japanese at all? I mean, especially, as you said, there are these ongoing problems, including rolling blackouts, still finding victims of the tsunami and the earthquake. Why is the issue of when the baseball season begins even one that's being considered now?
You know, I mean, there's the usual set of people who think that getting back to normal is a way to fight off perhaps even depression or to show the world that they can go on, that you shouldn't just sit and mourn endlessly. But, you know, I mean, the problem is there's a real practical level here where parts of the city are being blacked out for several hours a day, and turning on lights in a stadium and running air conditioning in a dome isn't necessarily a great way to share what's left, as it were. And I think that's really kind of irked people, because they're being asked to sacrifice, and then, you know, there's a bunch of millionaire ball players playing under the lights.
So the idea of baseball, and talking about something normal, the idea that it might be cathartic, I wonder if you can transfer that to the United States. After September 11th, the very end of the baseball season here, remind us of what happened, in fact, with the World Series then.
Sure, it got pushed back. There was 10 days where, if you remember, people were not allowed to fly around for a short period. And then there was a whole bunch of dislocation because teams were all over the country and not where they had to be. And eventually, 10 days after 9/11, they played the first regulation game. And it turned out to be a very palliative moment. If you remember, it was at Shea Stadium in New York, and firefighters and policemen who were helping at Ground Zero came out on the field. There was bagpipes, there was the American flag, and as it turned out, the home team won in dramatic fashion. And I think that sort of set the tone for people that, okay, we're past the rawest moment, and yes, it will continue to hurt, but playing baseball is a way to sort of reestablish ourselves, this kind of a grounding point. And I have a feeling it may be the same thing here, maybe a little more muted than it was then. But I think getting people back on the field is important.
Ken Belson of the New York Times speaking to us from Tokyo. The Japanese professional baseball season begins on Monday, and you'll be there for the first pitch, Ken?
I sure hope so, yep.
Okay, glad they'll be playing ball. Thank you again.
Anytime.